Many years ago, we were living in New Jersey when Tom took a new job with a company located just outside of Chicago. He started working there that same month. So not long after, I flew there with our two young daughters to spend the weekend looking at houses. At the time, I was 6.5 months pregnant, so life was a bit stressful, but we expected an uneventful time of house hunting. However, that Saturday afternoon, I experienced some problems, and as a result, I was hospitalized indefinitely at Loyola University Medical Center. So, since we were about 800 miles from home, Tom rented a furnished apartment, found daycare for the girls, worked at his new job, and labored mightily to hold everyone together while we waited things out. During this time, many well-meaning people assured Tom that God never gives us more than we can handle. And one evening, he confided in me in great frustration that if that was the case, then God had the wrong couple, because we had just about had it. Fortunately, however, everything did work out, for even though our daughter Sally was a 2.5-pound preemie, today she is a healthy and talented young woman, married and living in Seattle. So our family survived that stressful time, as well as many other challenges since then. This story came to mind then when I read today's passage from Romans, particularly the part that says, "But we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." So, from the sound of this, it seems that in Paul's world, suffering was a given, and he sought to make sense of it within the context of his faith in Jesus Christ. And with the progression from suffering through growth to hope in God, he makes the point that suffering can be a transformative experience that can lead us into the heart of God's love. And if I look back on that time in our life that was so difficult and see it through this particular lens, I understand that it was a time that taught us much about our strength as a couple, about the importance of our family, the devotion of friends, and the comfort of God's presence in challenging times. So I tend to agree with Paul's assessment of suffering and how it can shape and form our character. Because if we do persevere, if we do turn to God again and again, we will be shaped by hope, formed by faith, and sustained through the strength and the love of God. This whole theology, however, is somewhat the antithesis of what is honored in our contemporary culture. For when the Constitution talks about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, many of us take that concept quite seriously and pursue happiness with a single-minded determination. Pain and suffering are thus seen as hurdles to be overcome instead of part of the human condition, and we ignore, deny, or avoid them at all costs. But it's really rather silly, isn't it, to pin our hopes on a life that is pain-free. Disappointment, loss, fear, or tragedy will visit us all at one time or another, because life is just like that, and human beings are fragile creatures prone to sin and accidents and illness. So tough times will happen, but not because God has some sort of a divine scale and decides to dish out pain according to our individual limits. No. Tough times happen because life happens, and God is there in order to receive our pain, to comfort us in our suffering, and to sustain us with the hope to get through it. So we are not meant to say, I can bear this because God gave it to me to bear. But instead we should say, I can bear this because God is part of my life and loves me and promises to see me through. And so we are able to endure our suffering because as Christians, we have God as an integral part of our lives. And we can bear our pain because we are part of a community of faith, which gives us a place where we may shed our tears and be held by many arms. And we learn to tolerate our distress because we know that God has our back. And in the midst of whatever is going on, God is there, willing to share our burdens and our sorrows. For as Paul noted, God's love has been poured into our hearts. And so we have faith that the Holy Spirit takes that love and weaves it in and around and through our lives to lift and strengthen and sustain us. And that love, it's not a fleeting thing, nor is it ever used to inflict pain. No, God's love is there, and it's sure, and it's strong, and it's true as the sun that pours down from a cloudless summer sky. So, as the saying goes, suffering is inevitable, but misery is optional. As our lives unfold, we will encounter joy as well as sorrow, celebration as well as pain. And although we may not want to do as Paul said and boast in our suffering, we can face life's challenges with courage and grace, holding fast to our faith and standing firm in God's love. For as hard as life can sometimes be, it would be infinitely harder without the hope and the grace of God. And it would be infinitely harder without the love and support of a faith community. So let us with grateful hearts give thanks to God, as we are to be comforted by God's presence, sustained by God's Spirit, and trust that God is with us each and every step of the way. Amen.